Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Marlene Levy, who is an Air Jordan fan. there's nothing wrong. Be proud.
That's going to be her tagline. I am a senior Air Jordan fan.
She's a senior Air Jordan fan. And this is Marlene's first time, so now this is her real introduction to Project Independence, because we have the Christina Liu Show, which I'm sure, and you're going to shake your head, Marlene, you've been dying to get on this program. Absolutely. How are you, Christina?
Good. What a great show.
It really was. Two wonderful
Marlene,
guests.
You are really doing a fabulous job. You are definitely a great addition to
Did you know Randy before? I know you met her today.
Thank you. I met her. We were walking in together.
Oh, it wasn't
Randy. Okay. I know. It seemed like they were like.
I thought you were friends,
right?
And you brought her on.
Yeah. What happened with Randy, this wonderful person that you brought on, she was really fantastic from the JCC and the Cancer Wellness Center. Somebody that I was with last night, I was talking to her, and she asked me, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, I'm hosting a show. She said, well, what is one of the topics? I said, cancer. And she's a cancer survivor. So I said, at the JCC. She said, Randy Hyde? She said, tell Randy how wonderful that she has the most wonderful program going. So we both got out of our cars in the parking lot, and I said, you're Randy. She said, right. Who are you?
You said, I'm the co-host. Are you crazy?
Here I am. And, because she was so nervous. But,
yeah,
such a cool
program. Telling you,
Thank you
are a fabulous addition. And
absolutely.
During the break, we've also been laughing. So I just want to, Marlene, you are from Port Washington?
Yes.
So you want to tell us just a brief little blurb about you. We'd like to introduce our co-hosts in this segment.
Who I am.
Yes.
I am Dr.
Don't be telling us the stuff you told us off the air.
I can't tell you anything.
Please. Dan will shut us down.
Well, I'm a senior that wear Air Jordan low tops that are platform 3-inch. I'm a senior that does it, so you all can do that. And they're the most comfortable. Well, anyway, my name is Dr. Marlene Levy. I live in Sands Point for the past 44 years. So I'm there a little while, raise my kids there. I am a PhD and a social worker psychologist. I am board certified in pain management. I brought Port Counseling Center into Port Washington, which is a drug and alcohol facility near the library, which is a wonderful facility. I'm an active person, always been an active person. I have been going to school for years and years and years, and now I'm teaching with the New York Society of Clinical Hypnosis. We teach master level and above healthcare providers. And I love Port Washington. I think it's such a diverse town. When I came from the South Shore, so I was picking a place on the North Shore where it was diverse culturally, religious-wise, economically. I wanted my children to be able to see the world. And I felt that of all the towns, Port Washington was the one where they really get to be exposed to everything, which they have been. I have very successful daughters, and it's been a wonderful experience, continues to be a wonderful experience, even though we are expanding to such a degree, but becoming more commercialized, Port Washington. But it's I'm a boater, so it's a water town. It's you come to Port Washington, you do antiques, you sit on the beach, you sit on the dock, and you just watch the water, and you're tranquil. It's just one of the most, to me, Port Washington is the place to be.
That's a wonderful commercial.
Well, I was just thinking the same thing. I was like, I'm sold on Port Washington.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Well, property's pretty good there now.
But you're right. No, it is. And, North Hempstead, really, when you think about how big, it's so diverse. So many different regions are so different, and Port Washington really does, it really has so many different things to offer, and it's a wonderful thing. And I'm really sold on Port Washington after that little thing. There you go.
Okay.
But Marlene, we are so happy to have you. You know, and we're lucky
to have
you.
Thank
you so much. No, you come in with experience. You know, we always love. We said, listen, you don't need to have had some crazy career in, you know, broadcasting in your life. But we just ask that co-hosts come in. They're interested. They're engaged. They listen. And you've done it all so far.
Absolutely.
So, it's really great. And I'm very happy that you are part of our little radio show family now.
Thank you. You are really a family. You're really
Yes, we have a good time.
People.
Listen, there's a lot of laughs.
Real it's, people. Real, interesting, nice, good heart, good people. That's what it's
Keep
about.
Keep going. A few more. I'm listening.
Attractive. Fun to be around.
I like it. But I also, you know, this segment, we like to really promote things that are going on, and we are able to do that here. And something that we've actually had the makers of this little booklet on numerous times, it's called The Senior Advocate. They really update it, so and there's so many different things inside it. They have all different housing opportunities and different resources, legal services, counseling. They have hospice information, health, you know, medical equipment. That, you know, it's really quite the diverse little book. And it's nice because they update it seasonally. So they have the winter 2019 one. They sent me a bunch of copies. So if anyone is interested in receiving these, please call me at 311. Or 869-6311, and I can mail you out a copy because it's just a good little thing to have. You know, sometimes you're trying to think of something, and it's certainly a helpful little booklet. So,
Christine, is that just for North Hempstead?
No, so it's Nassau County based.
Oh, how wonderful!
Yeah, so it's two women that do it, and they gather, you know, different resources, and then they update it. And it's just, like I said, it doesn't have everything, but it's a good starting point, just to get an idea of certain things. It's really, really wonderful. So call 311 if you will. I'm going to pass Marlene so she could have a copy too. I have a bunch. Also, we had mentioned last week that people should have received their Pioneer newsletter.
I got mine.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Good. See, last
2 days
week,
ago.
See, you were...
I was disgusted last week.
You were waiting with bated breath. I raised some hell, like making sure you got it. But on this issue, we really had it focused on heart health because February is Heart Health Month. So there's tons and tons of great articles on how to eat healthy, how to stay young at heart, you know, the Meals on Wheels, staying active, sleeping. And then we promoted a bunch of different events, too, which is in there. So... if you did not receive it, please call 311 or 869-6311. Even if you've had an address change or something, you can call. I could update that, too. So please, we just want to make sure everyone's getting it.
And I gave Christina the credit last week, but I will do it again. And Marlene can hear this. This entire thing was laid out by Christina. Also, on top of everything else she does.
Oh.
This whole program, it's getting better. I mean, look at this with these little bullet points,
I have to laugh because last week my mom was listening to the show, and she tuned in at the part where you were talking about it. She's like, you know what? I just love John. He's giving my baby girl the credit she deserves. So I have to laugh. She'll be happy to know
she probably just turned in again. She buzzed me. John, I'm on the air now.
She's like, God, I wonder why Christina's so happy.
That is really fabulous. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
That is,
it's,
wow.
It's really nice to be able to.
And from my partner, Peter, he's amazed that she does this Excel sheet with
colors.
Oh,
my goodness, you do that as well?
Well, you know what's nice? You know, I'm very crafty. So I said, and that's why
Not crafty as sneaky.
Yes, no. Like craft, like actual crafts, like DIY crafts.
Creative.
Creative.
And I, you know, when I started here as an intern, you know, years ago, I just knew it was the right place. Because and I love Project Independence. I knew I wanted to work with seniors, but I was still able to add my creative side to it, you know, on the promotional aspect of things and, you know, making the flyers and the advertising. So it's really nice that even though I'm a social worker, I'm also able to do these other fun things too. So it's all parts of my personality,
yeah.
In one. So that's why I'm very happy and I love Project Independence. And I recommend everyone, if you are not a member, signs up for Project Independence.
I want to make a comment about the senior advocate, mm-hmm. the little booklet mm-hmm. that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. It's not so little, mm-hmm. which is absolutely wonderful. Geriatric health care. How many people I know, senior like myself, hasn't the foggiest that they could be seeing somebody who is
right.
a specialist,
specialized
as a geriatric social worker or as a geriatric physician, internist, and they list them. which is wonderful in this book.
Yeah, that's
so
what I said. It gives you,
this
you know,
is
a
really
guideline.
Very good.
Yeah,
I was just skimming through it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And your work is fantastic, I will say.
Well, it really is. I mean, the one thing really that we talk about all the time with seniors is even for adult children, you have two parents. It's not like something you're facing all the time all through your life. And then all of a sudden, when mom is 70 or 80 or 90, then you start looking for it's too late. What Project Independence offers everybody is the pathway to some sort of peace and tranquility in your senior years. There's no question about it. But you have to open your eyes to see it. Right. Like we're talking, there's so much advertising. 48,000 of these or 42,000 go out. So that's households, not people. Even if it was people, right, it makes no difference. And yet, out of the 50,000 seniors in North Hempstead, only 13,000 are members.
And you know what it is, too? And, like, you know, it's a good point you raised, because the bottom line is it can be very overwhelming, you know. So people will hear project, you hear a social worker, oh, I don't need a social worker. You know, there's so many seasons, I don't need this, you know. But, you know, as we were talking during the break, you know, Project Independence really, I mean, we've been around for over 10 years now, has really evolved into having some kind of thing for everyone.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, a lot of people who aren't going to sit there and need a nurse to come to the house or a social worker are part of our exercise classes. You know, I mean, Project Independence, we have free Zumba, line dancing, yoga, fitness, I mean, Tai Chi, it's endless.
I still have my Tai Chi pants.
That's right, you have your Tai Chi pants, so we're going to get you closer and closer to actually taking the Tai Chi. He bought the pants, Marlene.
Two years ago,
so he's working his way up to actually taking the class, but the outfit is the first most important thing.
Just like golf shoes.
That's right,
You need the accessory.
That's
all you need.
But, you know, so there really is something, you know, in these different groups we have. You know, there's senior talk groups, there's groups geared towards men, you know, different social groups, knitting groups. So there's so many different things.
Monday.
Right, that's what
that's
you know,
a big one. That's huge.
That's really a big one.
Yep.
I know a lot of people involved.
That's
in that.
You know what I'm saying. And there's something like you don't have to utilize everything, but the bottom line is you're a resident of North Hempstead. It doesn't cost anything to be a member. You know, and Marlene was saying too, you know, with the taxi program, which is actually one of our most utilized programs, it's just so great too, because even if you do drive, you know, people know when you go to a doctor, I mean, anyone, any age can relate to this. You go to the doctor, it's stressful trying to find a parking spot, stressful going to the doctor in general, you know, so the fact that you can call 311, and even if you are a driver, you know, it's a great thing to use, and you can call, it's a discounted ride. And, you know, it really helps, you know, make the process and take a little bit of, like, the burden off of the whole experience. Mm-hmm. And then we have free food shopping.
But before going any further, Christina always updates me on these numbers. Since its inception, the PI Transportation Program has given rides to 272,996 people.
And I'm one of them.
That's huge. I mean,
I've
that's
gone
a
number of times.
Yep.
And I've had friends call me and say, would you take me? Would you take me? And I couldn't. I had office hours, whatever I was doing. I couldn't take them. And I said, call 311.
Yep.
Quickly call them. They'll pick you up. And then you'll call them. They'll take you home.
Yeah, and you're in a nice little taxi. You know, it's a nice ride.
Yes.
It's
and they'll
really
take
nice.
You if you have a walker. They'll take you if you have a cane.
Yeah.
It really is a wonderful service.
No, and it's great. You know, and the food shopping, you know, because like when this program was, the locations were really important because we wanted to find locations that were shopping centers. So, you know, you're able to go to the grocery store, but there might be a pizza place, your hairdresser, your farm, whatever it is. We were trying to find centers that offered all these different things so you can make a whole day of it, you know, because it's from 10 to 2 p.m. So it's really great, and I really recommend that people call 311.
Right, that's it.
If you ever have any kind of question.
A question, they'll direct you.
Absolutely. So there's so many different things. And like I said, you're able to utilize different different aspects of the program. You don't have to use everything. So don't get overwhelmed. I actually received an email. You know, we're always trying to promote scams. And yesterday I got an email from PSEG, actually, saying that a lot of customers have reported a rise in phone calls from imposters claiming to be employees of PSEG and what to look for. You receive a call, and they'll actually have, because we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, you're able to change the caller ID on things. So it'll say PSEG. So you think, okay, it's PSEG calling me, but it is not. The caller threatens to shut off your service and demands an immediate payment by prepaid card, wire transfer, or Bitcoin. You're given a phone number to call back. When you call it, it actually might sound like their telephone services. Wow. So, it's, you know, people have become very it's in depth, these things. It blows my mind how the lens people will
the
go
amount
to
of time
to really,
they're paying
that's
attention
what I'm saying to
really
organize
to get, these scams. I agree.
So, you know, what they're saying, they want to remind people PSEG is never going to ask you for a prepaid card or a wire transfer. What you should do is hang up and then actually call PSEG Long Island, the number that is on your bill.
Right.
So the number that you have, you know, do not give any number. They say, oh, call me back. You know, you call the number that is on your bill, and then you can clarify if this is a real situation
but
or not.
Bottom line, and I tell every senior, don't answer the phone because they're not going to leave that message on the tape.
Right.
So if it's somebody you know, they're going to turn around. And I'll say, Marlene, it's John Ryan. Do me a favor. Give me a call when you get a chance. If it's a scam, as soon as I hear your voicemail, I'm clicking. I'm not wasting my time because then.
So you know my voice, mm-hmm. my home phone.
Yeah.
It's like a running joke with Jada because we never use our home phone, you know, which is like part of our package there.
Right, right.
So you know it's always flashing with the messages. It's literally endless messages of just hang ups.
Right.
Because it's a, you know we didn't answer, so God only knows what they were trying to. And it's literally, and it's not like, and it's with like clockwork. It's by the time I get home from work, so 6 o'clock on, we get all these bizarre phone calls.
I do too. I have two landlines.
Yeah.
I have an office landline, a home landline, and my cell phone. Unbelievable
really
how they
just
come in.
Oh, yeah.
And they come into an unlisted number as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, well,
sure.
I have an unlisted number, and I'm saying, what is this? You know, and I have it hooked up to a fax, too. I'm getting faxes yeah. 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, from crazy companies. Yeah. I'm getting calls.
I know. It's really it's absurd, the whole thing.
Yeah, right. So thank you for that.
Yeah, we're just, you know, trying to spread the word.
Wow.
We're taking a break. The most important thing to remember is you rarely get your money back. So once you've given that check, that credit card, or whatever you've done, it's lost, unfortunately. But we got to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.